Hi, Yona. Hi, Wow.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank God. We're getting really rocking and rolling these days. Awesome work.
Yeah.
I want to point something out we must address. It's been happening almost weekly now, and we're losing money on it. I'll give you a simple example. Can you pull up Tara Saxton in HHA if you have a second?
Right now.
S-A-X-T-O-N. Pull up the week of 9/22. Or whatever. Pull up September calendar. It doesn't matter.
Tara and calendar. Okay, I'm here.
All right. Lordy. So the reason these are red is very simple. Something we've discussed prior, but we need to drill down on it. The client receives 9 hours a week. However, the authorization was started midweek. When authorization is started midweek, they do not receive the full amount of hours on that week because we don't have a full week. We have 5 days. So in this case, for example, Tara was supposed to get 6.44 hours that week, which is the same thing as 6.25. But she, because they just started the schedule late, they just put in the schedule late. She received the full 9. Caregiver worked. So we have to pay her. We are not going to be able to bill this, though. So we just lose the money.
I actually spoke to Dina today about it in regards
right.
to another
so
case.
I've been having almost one a week of these.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I try to catch them. So this one I'll take care of. But any midweek start, right, if it's not a Monday start, it has to be the hours are decreased by 1/7 of the total weekly hours per day not being worked. So 5 days is 5/7 of the full weekly hours. 2 days is 2/7 of the full weekly hours, and so on and so forth. And clients allowed to do whatever schedule they want. But the first week we start, we simply aren't going to be getting all the units, and we will not be able to fight for this because they're a new Maximus waiver. And they're not getting those units, or they were serviced by another agency.
Correct.
So,
if, let's say, for example, there's a 5 week case, 5 day case, I mean, and they, let's say we get the authorization Wednesday, they can still do the schedule for Thursday and Friday as usual, correct? Meaning, like, let's say it's 5 days, 5 hours. So let's say it comes on Wednesday, so they could do Wednesday 5, Thursday 5, Friday 5, but they can't do all 25 in 3 days.
So, no, they could do all 25. Again, if it starts on a Wednesday, which is a five-day week, right, then they're getting 25, even though they're supposed to be on a regular week is 35. Now, they can use the full 25 however they want, but they don't get 35. The case that we're looking at now, Saxton, they get 9 on a regular week, but in this case, they get 6.25.
Okay.
But they just started the 3 hours a day late, and so, you know, normally she works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On this schedule, they work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but they didn't have 9 hours that week. They only had 5 days, not 7. Follow?
Yep. No, I understand. I just want to make sure that I explain it correctly.
As long as they're not over-scheduling, they can do it however they want. The same as if they have a full week, they can do it however they want. But we don't have a full week, they can't do 9 hours. They can't do the full hours. So if they're normally 35 and it's a five-day week, it's 25 however they want.
Got it.
Yeah, so midweek starts we have to be careful with because each one of these, right, so on this case we make about $11 a week, maybe $15 a week net, and the 3 hours that we're going to be paying the caregiver wipes out a month of profits. It's the 3 hours extra wipes out a month of profit. So it's over three. Yeah, that's the story. All right.
Got it. Yeah, and I just looked at the schedule for this, and the schedule is a hot mess.
Yeah, it could also be because of them, but, you know, whatever it is.
Okay.
So just if they can please be careful when scheduling or setting up the schedule, just I'm trying to catch it in both in Columbia and by you. But it needs to be, like, very – we have to be careful. If an auth gets received midweek, the schedule must be changed. Because it has to be diluted based on the amount of days we get on the initial week.
Okay.
And
so
unfortunately,
I'll
that's the – yeah, that them's the breaks.
No.
Or we can always ask for a start date of Monday.
Correct.
That's that's another easy way to avoid this issue, but that very, you know, that it's 50% of the time it's not. So
okay, so alrighty. I will inform them. I have a question that Judah wants me to ask you, but he's typing too slow. It's an automation issue.
I can wait, but his automation issues are usually the result of him playing around with the master. And you know, it took me 6.5 hours to fix last time he messed it up. I asked him, please don't do it, but whatever.
So issue number 100.
Yeah.
There is some kind of automation that switches the department from coordination to intake, or from from intake to coordination. He can't figure it out. Why?
He wants to eliminate that automation.
There's like we don't know what causes it to switch. Like it's still an intake, but it switches it automatically to coordination, and then it gets lost.
It will, obviously something is triggering it. Do we know what step triggers it?
That we don't know.
So here's the easiest way to do it, right? Create a test line or use an old test line, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then take that test line, wipe it clean, and then go through the process of what you would normally do throughout the intake process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at each step of the process, save it and refresh the screen. The step that when you refresh the screen, the line switches to coordination, right?
Mm-hmm.
That step is the automation trigger. Once I have that trigger, I know which automation to get rid of.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever your normal, because I am confessed to be slightly unfamiliar with the full process. It's changed probably 2 dozen times since I was familiar with it. So this is an easier, instead of coaching me how to do what you do, just do it yourself. It'll be faster. And just take any test line or create one. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Assign it however you normally do it. But at each step of the process, save it and then refresh the screen. Or refresh the sheet rather with the, you know, and when it moves to coordination by itself, that's the step.
Okay. So
the regular assignments, just make it test, you know?
Yeah. So let me mess around with it then.
You know, yeah. So just run that way. You won't affect anyone else's lines either. You just run through that process. When you have the automation that's causing it, the automations are a humongous mess. Because of all the in and outs and the people that were playing with them. So I can, if I know which automation, if I have that data of which field is affecting that automation, I can find it easily. But for me to just read through all like 70 automations to blindly try to find it is going to take me a few hours.
This
should take about maybe 10 minutes. Of your time, and then then it'll only take me a few minutes to find.
Okay, so let me start playing with this thing.
Very good. Anything else?
Nope, that's it for now.
Lovely.
Okay, thank you, Yona.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, no problem. Bye.